Took a look down a westbound road. Right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler. I was tired of my own voice. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on.
It's Wednesday, September 28th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Psalm 119 says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. I've stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. Give me life according to your word. Strengthen me according to your word. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And we've been looking at the word of God, and what we've been seeing is that we must, as followers of Christ, develop a love for the word of God. We've been seeing a common theme among great heroes of church history. They have a deep love for the Bible. And what I've been implicitly wanting to convey is that if we're going to do great things for God, it is necessary that we develop a great love for His Word. Today we're peering into the life of a man who also loved the Bible, George Mueller. It was in the times of Oliver Twist, and orphans in England had little hope. But then George Mueller came along. In the introduction of his autobiography, it reads, "A young German Christian named George Mueller answered a call from the Lord to help the poor children of Bristol, England. He preached the gospel to a small company of believers from whom, at his own suggestion, he received no salary. His only support was the voluntary offerings of his brethren. In answer to prayer, funds were received as needed. After a few years, God called him to establish a house for the care and education of orphans. He was drawn to this work, not only from motives of benevolence, but from a desire to convince men that God does answer prayer. Mr. Mueller began this work in such a manner that aid could not be expected from anyone but God. He did not, of course, expect God to create gold and silver and put them into his hands. He knew that God could incline the hearts of men to aid him, and he believed that if the work was of God, he would meet every need. Thus, in childlike simplicity, he looked to God, and all that he needed was furnished as punctually as if he were a millionaire drawing on his bank account." Now, he was a very smart guy. He mastered six languages: Latin, Greek, Hebrew, German, French, and English. He read and understood Dutch and two or three Oriental languages. His library consisted of a Hebrew Bible, three Greek New Testaments, a Greek concordance and lexicon, with half a dozen different versions of the Bible and copies of the best translations in several languages. And that's what constituted his library. He was a man of the book. While he's most noted for his prayer life, it's interesting that his prayer life was not disconnected from his Bible intake. This is Mueller in his own words. He says, "Before I pray, I read my Bible, that thus my heart might be comforted, encouraged, warned, reproved, instructed, and that thus by means of the Word of God, whilst meditating upon it, my heart might be brought into experimental communion with the Lord. The first thing I did early in the morning, after having asked in a few words the Lord's blessing upon His precious Word, was to begin to meditate on the Word of God, searching, as it were, into every verse to get blessing out of it. Not for the sake of preaching on what I had meditated upon, but for the sake of obtaining food for my soul." I love how he phrases that. He says, "food for my soul." You know, in Matthew 4, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he was hungry because he was fasting for 40 days. And Satan came and said, "Well, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 8:3 and said, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." In the end, Mueller's orphanage in Bristol, England, cared for over 10,000 orphans in his life. He was well known for providing an education to the children under his care. to the point where he was accused of raising the poor above their natural station in life. He also established 117 schools which offered Christian education to over 120,000 children, many of them being orphans. I praise God for George Mueller. He was a man used by God. His prayer life was matchless, but the foundation of his prayer life was his love for the Bible. His scripture intake was truly food for his soul. Let us open our Bibles and let us feast. And in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.
Still alone on a mountaintop, staring out at the great divide. I could go east, I could go west, it was all up to me to decide. Just then I saw a young hawk flying and my soul began to rise. And pretty soon,